Coming to you from the Black Barn in pre-apocalyptic America is the story of the notorious Old Ruidoso, a cursed steer sentenced to roam the plains of the Southwest for 100 years, bringing death with him wherever he went. As always, this is a weird one, so buckle up, folks, because it's a wild ride. This story begins with the infamous Pecos Bob Olinger and an ill-tempered steer named Old Ruidoso. Pecos Bob Olinger was a back-shooting murderer, a cruel jailer, and an all-around son of a bitch. In fact, his own mother was reported as saying that he was, quote, a murderer from the beginning, and she is glad when he bit the dust, end quote. He was the abusive jailer of famed outlaw Billy the Kid, who did the world a favor by ridding it of Pecos Bob on April 28, 1881, in his famed jailbreak. Now, Old Ruidoso was a steer in John Chisholm's herd when at some point in late 1877, Olinger came across him somewhere along the Pecos River. He roped Old Ruidoso and branded him with a skull and crossbones and put a hex on him. He said, quote, your appearance in the roundups from Horsehead Crossing to the Bosque Grande in the Pecos shall be a curse, and I wish you could live 100 years, but when you are dead and gone, I hope that terrible bellow of yours will haunt the people. I know this curse I am bestowing on you will contribute to every Boot Hill cemetery along the Pecos, end quote. Now, bizarrely enough, even before Pecos Bob branded him with the unusual skull and crossbones, Old Ruidoso was sporting several strange brands, including a question mark, a scorpion, and a snake, among others. Old Ruidoso became a death omen by all who were unfortunate enough to catch sight of him. At a roundup north of Roswell, one cowboy said to his companion, I expect hell will pop. I saw the hoodoo steer over there. Not 20 minutes later, one of the cowboys lay dead, shot by the other. Another tale set just outside Roswell and Pilkey's Flats, Old Ruidoso was spotted grazing with Old Man Pilkey's milk cows. The next day, the Pilkey family was found dead. The cause of death was reported as being poisoned alkali milk. Famed gunslinger Clay Allison was driving a mule team when he spied the cursed steer. He said, quote, there's that damned hoodoo steer. I'm going to kill him. As he drew his gun, the mule spooked and the wagon struck a rock, throwing Clay from the wagon, breaking his neck, and ending the infamous gunslinger's life. In the fall of 1888, it was decided to get Old Ruidoso out of the territory once and for all, and he was loaded on a train bound for slaughter in Amarillo, Texas. The train was in a freak accident, which claimed the lives of cattle and men alike, but Old Ruidoso's carcass was not found among them. Long after the train wreck, and well beyond the age in which he should have died, Old Ruidoso was spotted across Texas and New Mexico, continuing to terrorize the territory. Settlers in the ranges of New Mexico told tales of blood-curdling bellows of a steer up in the mountains they could hear clear across the range. In 1896, he was spotted in the vicinity of White Sands, and the day after the sighting, a lawyer named Albert J. Fountain disappeared into the White Sands with his 8-year-old son, Henry. They were never seen again. Were they victims of the hoodoo steer? Could be. And that, my friends, is the story of Old Ruidoso, the cursed steer. So I say, here's to you, Old Ruidoso. Long may your bellows echo across the range. I used Cowboys and Zombies by John LeMay as the main source. We're big fans of John LeMay here at the Black Barn. I ordered my copy off Amazon. I presume you can do the same. Or, you know, wherever you buy your books at. And I would recommend, do yourself a solid, go out and get a copy. You deserve it. It's a fantastic book. So, until next time, be careful because It can get dark out there.